shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Yeah! Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, of course, the 24th. Oh, my gosh. The 24th of November. 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, in the midst of all these surging numbers, but thank goodness the numbers are low in the hospitals, relatively low, 35, 7 in the ICU, and I bet you probably got some updates on that.
As of yesterday,
by the way, it's Ashley.
Hi.
Our producer.
I'm just so excited to give the information.
I know. Go for it.
Yesterday, new information came down over the weekend. We are up as far as number of hospitalizations to 51, but we are down to 6 people in the ICU. And that's with an additional 250 over the weekend of
more cases. Okay. Again, we've got to take a look at how many people end up in the hospital. I think that's the indicator. And I had a friend, a close friend, that went into the hospital and got released last night. Went in, I believe, what's today? Today's Tuesday. So he must have gone in on Sunday and got out last night, or maybe it was Saturday. The days run into each other. So he's out now, and so and I said, good, so he can take care of his wife, who is now coming down with the symptoms of it. She's had it for a while. No sense of taste or smell. Have you ever had that happen, like if you had a bad cold or something like that?
I haven't, no.
Nah, neither have I. I've never...
It sounds very disorienting.
Well, you know, because if you can't smell it, you can't taste it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then on one of our shows on our station, Armstrong and Getty, you know what, my friends, if you haven't listened to Armstrong and Getty, and, you know, you're getting a little tired of Rush, and, you know, nothing against Rush. My God, he's the icon of all, when you start talking about radio broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's been around a long time. He's fighting the tough fight with cancer right now. But Armstrong and Getty out of Sacramento are just funny. And they're also opinionated. And they also are libertarians.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, they go after Mr. Biden with a vengeance. But one of their guy calls in and said, yeah, I don't have any sense or smell or taste. He says, well, how do you know that? He goes, well, I've been eating things. Like what? Garlic paste.
Oh.
Can't taste it. He goes, lemon juice. Can't taste it. And he's coming up with all these weird things, you know, Worcestershire sauce. Can't taste it. And I'm thinking, wow, what are some really harsh foods out there?
Maybe that chili you were talking about
yesterday. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm working on a chili challenge, my friends. That's all I can tell you. But it's going to be a fundraiser. And you are in for a $5 a spoon. And you can make it, you know, one spoonful. You can make it 5 spoonfuls. But it's only going to be 20 spoonfuls of chili. And there's going to be 3 people involved in it. I'm cooking the chili. They're eating the chili. And we're going to do it in the studio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And
we'll have.
I'm not going to make it easy on him either. There's one guy, he's pretty much bragging, I can eat anything. I can eat anything hot. I can eat Reaper pears. I can eat Reaper peppers. I can eat ghost peppers. That's nothing. Yeah, yeah. And I went, you know, this could be a good fundraiser.
Yeah.
So he's all interested. He's, hey, look, these other two people are thinking about it. I said, bring them.
Absolutely.
I'll make enough for 3. I'm going to cook it in a special pot that it doesn't melt the metal pot. And then I'm wondering about, I'm probably going to call Walt McNeil, a lawyer here in town, and ask him, what is the blowback on this from me? If they eat this, they're going to have to sign waivers. I want to get a waiver that says you eat this. You know that this is hot. You know that this is going could change your life forever. I'm going to have them sign a waiver on that.
Probably wise.
Yeah. I'm not going to put anything, you know, bleach or anything in it like that. No, this is all going to be organic stuff. Maybe organic buffalo. Some organic beans.
I have an author that I follow that made a buffalo squash and onion soup. And she was making it on Facebook, and I'm like, I want to try that. That sounds fantastic.
Well, buffalo meat's very good. But going back to this, I'm not releasing his name yet because he's all excited. But I said, we have to talk. We got to get the ground rules out, you know, waivers, a vomitorium in case we need it. You can quit.
Emergency contact.
Yeah, and if you quit halfway through, because it's just too much. You got 10 minutes to eat it.
Maybe it should be a price per bite they didn't take.
Yeah.
So, like, one scoop you've determined is 20 bites.
Well,
and
it's
so
going to be
they don't pay anything if they finish it.
And if they don't get 20, they've got to, like, match it or something themselves.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we're going to, I think that's going to happen. It'll happen after Thanksgiving, of course.
Of course.
But before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe on the 14th, because it's the anniversary of the station.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Photographers, everybody. Now, the other thing, too, is today I'm taking a turkey down to Cottonwood, to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Resource Center, because they're having the holiday giveaway. To feed veterans in need, and this has been a tough year. So if you're going down to Cottonwood, to the old fire station down there, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to get a turkey. I'm going to get dressing in a box. I'm going to bring green beans, potatoes, yams, and cranberry sauce. You know, the basic meal.
Makes
down
sense.
There, put it in, and give that so we can, one of our veteran families that are having some problems right now are going to get have a good dinner. And Rob Burrows is handing them out, and we handed them out tomorrow. So he should be, what's tomorrow, Wednesday? Yeah, he'll be handing them out tomorrow. I think he's going to call, should be calling today, and talk about this. So, if you've got that, if you can do that, you know, if you have time on your schedule, you know, go out. It doesn't have to be the $125 turkey. No, 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 no. You can get turkeys for $14, $15. And you go down to Winco and you go to other places like that. And you grab a turkey and give the museum a call, or just head down to the old Cottonwood fire station and drop it off. They're going to be very appreciative of it. And as will, you know, Good News Rescue Mission, as will One Safe Place. So, any of those places that help out some people this time. All right, let's take a quick break before I come back, because I just couldn't wait to get to work today to talk about Oregon and Governor Kate Brown. I mean, you know what? You know I take great pleasure in saying things about Gavin Newsom. And they're all true. They're all true. Because he does these things, and I just report on what he does. I just comment on what Gavin does. Anything from killing the restaurant business on a Monday during Newsom's Nooners. I don't know if that's what they're called. Nooners. That's probably what he calls them. Newsom's Nooners, where he just shut down the whole restaurant industry that day. Right then. I'm shutting them down. But wait a minute, what about the thousands of dollars, millions of dollars across the state of food that we bought for the whole week? I'm sorry, I'm the gov. I'm the governator. And then it just goes on and on. Of course, lately, the French Laundry fiasco. French Laundry, it sounds to me like a brothel in Reno. I'm sorry, but doesn't it sound like a brothel?
Yeah,
I'm going to the French Laundry tonight.
Yes.
Oh, well, bring your handkerchief. I mean, come on. But the Governor Kate Brown. She's outdone him. So when we come back from these messages, I want to talk about that. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Guys and girls, it's almost Christmas. It's you've only got 30 days to shop. I count Christmas Day. I always count Christmas Day. There's always something open on Christmas Day. But Four Winds Jewelry is the place you need to go to. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. And great prices, great selections of jewelry of all kinds. And they're really friendly people. That's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's no school and we get to play, and we're all thankful for this day, except for the turkey. La 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 la, except for the turkey. There's a wreath of leaves on the front door, and we all say what we're thankful for. There's such good food and there's such great fun, and there's such big smiles on everyone, except for the turkey. La 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 la.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Redding Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
We do the gobble, gobble. We do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble, gobble. We do the turkey wobble. We do the gobble, gobble. We do the turkey wobble.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Sometimes you catch me, man. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. A call with the bot. Linda's on assignment. Phone line 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Is your loved one, are you needing some extra help at home? Is it because you've had a hip operation, shoulder operation, you need some help around the house? Or what if it's more? What if you've had COVID? And you're in that, you know, and your caregiver has COVID and you need some help around the house. This and much more. Or if it's even longer, 3 or 4 times a week, 7 days a week, call Home Helpers. Reading Home Helpers is an amazing place that believes in hiring amazing people to take care of others, people that want to do that, people who have that feeling and have the abilities and the capabilities to help others. And Sharon Clark is looking for some more amazing caregivers. So you can give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Just give her a call today and say, you know, I might be interested in this. She's looking for full-time or part-time. We forgot somehow. We got off on a tangent, and we didn't give the weather until today. Sunny with high near 68. North-northwest winds, 5 to 8 miles, becoming light and variable in the afternoon. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers after 10 p.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 38 tonight. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 57. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 38, and the rest of it's pretty much just like that through Sunday. On Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high near 60, and Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 39, so that you can sleep well while you're trying to wear off the tryptophan from an overabundance of turkey there. And the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And for veterans during the month of November, Shasta Gas Propane, who already has given a discount to veterans, is going to give an extra discount for veterans during the month of November. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, Governor Kate Mao Zedong Brown from Oregon. Okay, I'm going to quote her. I'm going to use her exact words. Kate's cut down. You know what? It is so much fun. Just, it's fun in a certain way. You know, when I talk about things, you know, I look at the papers, I look at the TV, I look at the internet, and I'll make jokes about it. Every time Gavin Newsom opens up his mouth and he makes a new rule, his joke is bigger than mine. Unfortunately, he expects us to live by that. You know, we've already gone through this. But Governor Kate Brown wants residents to call the police on their neighbors over violations of the state's latest coronavirus shutdown, which includes a 6-person limit on in-home gatherings. Well, what if you have more than 6 people in your immediate family there? Which of the kids have to sit outside? Which of the kids are you going to pick? You know what? It's always been. My sister said, they like me better than you. How do you know that? She said, I just know that. They told me. Can you imagine being one of 6 kids and 2 adults and find out that 2 of you are going to have to sit outside at Thanksgiving because you can only have 6 in the house? I think, frankly, Kate, have you well thought this out? The temporary freeze went into effect Wednesday, restricts indoor at home and social gatherings to 6 people. From no more than 2 households. So you can have 6 total out of 2 households, not 6 from each one. In an interview, Mrs. Brown said, look, this is no different than what happens if there's a party down the street and it's keeping everybody awake. What do neighbors do? They call law enforcement because it's too noisy. This is just like that. It's like a violation of the noise ordinance. No, it's not. It's not a violation of the noise ordinance. It's a violation of your constitutional rights of being able to have a group of people come in and celebrate Thanksgiving. You know, have you heard of the Constitution, Kate? I know that you governors on the coast here And both coasts, isn't it the strangest thing, are playing so fast and loose with the Constitution, making these executive orders, which is what? An order. It's like an order like, hey, I'll have my eggs over easy with the side of flapjacks. That's an order. That has a chance of being followed. This order here, report your neighbor. Do you understand that the communist Chinese and in communist countries and in, I hate to say it, yes, Germany back in the 30s and 40s, they had people do that. They had. Why doesn't she go to reach out to the children? If your mom and dad have more than six of you at the table, if there's 8 or 10 of you, call the police, call 911 and tell them, my parents have 8 people here for Thanksgiving, and they're breaking Kate Brown's order. Now, what happens if the police come in and they come in and my favorite meme is a bunch of SWAT guys stacked up. Guys just getting ready to smash the door open, and it says, we know you've got 12 people in there eating turkey. Anyway, she also says, that Oregonians to call police on neighbors who violate the freeze. The week freeze, it ends on December 7th after Thanksgiving, of course. Those committing these infractions, these committing these laws against humanity could face misdemeanor penalties of up to 30 days in jail, fines of up to $1,250 or both, plus being put in re-education camps somewhere up in northern Oregon, close to Idaho, which is a bad idea. Because if they escape and they get to Idaho, they are in freedom land right there. So, every so often you just have to, can you believe that? She's encouraged. Can you believe this?
Just call it a protest. We're protesting starvation and childhood hunger by feeding children.
Well, I just told, somebody asked me, is that my turkey died, unfortunately. And we're having a celebration of life Thursday. And I've invited people there. Turkey had a lot of friends. I told them that we'll have this celebration of life at a certain time, and please bring a side dish to help celebrate this passing of our turkey. And I had somebody else say, the way they took care of theirs was to give it a nice warm oil bath, the body, a nice warm oil bath. And then they came over and celebrated life. I said, how warm is the oil? Pretty warm. Pretty warm.
Someone sent me a cartoon that had a turkey looking at a smartphone and looking at the weather forecast, and the weather forecast for Thursday was 350 degrees.
Okay, last thing I want to talk about. The other day I talked about Perry Cremains and taking a kid out for hunting. And his truck was stolen out of his driveway. He had packed everything into it, ran back inside to get his coffee, which was already poured, and he ran out there. It was too late. The truck had been stolen. Well, long story short, police find it at 6 o'clock. K-9 Otto hops out, tracks down the stuff that had been stolen out of his car, which included 3 shotguns and all his hunting gear. K-9 Otto found the stuff.
Yay!
Okay, so there's an article in the paper today about Perry and the young man he was taking out who was suffering from cancer. And the writer of this article was with him. And early and cold, and nothing came by. And then so they kind of stalked out, and the young man got his turkey, his organic turkey for Thanksgiving dinner. Had a real happy ending, and a big shout-out to Perry Cremains and Just for Hunting, because he does this a lot, and nobody knows because Perry, I would have never known about it, except Perry got his truck stolen. Now, the humorous part of this, and that's the great part, the humorous part of this, if you go to Redding.com, which I'm going to run to right now, and you look for this story. And I'm hoping it's still in there because it's so ridiculous. And it said, K-9 in face masks, finds find stolen material. That was the headline. K9 in face mask find stolen material. Well, what it was is they took a picture of K9 Otto in the car, and somebody put one of those blue masks around, on his face.
Yeah, I think we shared that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we shared that on our Facebook page.
It was cute.
It was. So what was the headline? Headline from our paper, K9 wearing mask finds stolen material. You know what? Where do you write these headlines? Obviously not here in Reading. I'm thinking it's someplace in the northern region of Tibet, whoever's writing these headlines. Because do you actually think the dog was wearing a face mask when it was searching for the material for the stolen goods? No! No! What are you thinking of? I love it. Okay. God bless Record Searchlight. Like I said, they don't write the headlines here, and every so often it comes back to bite them. But you would think after seeing that one in the on the press that they go back to him and say, look, the dog wasn't wearing a face mask while he was searching. This was taken afterwards, kind of a a funny thing. So obviously, if it's in the paper, it must be true. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And Tim Morlock is joining us with good news, I assume. He always has good news of some kind. And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell has been in the business of helping people since 1993. We have our insurance with her. And we also are more than happy to refer people to Maxwell Insurance and Financial. They've two different divisions, one for the insurance and one for the financial. And if you're taking a look at where your money's invested in, is it getting you the right returns, or do you want just a fresh set of eyes on it to see and to either, maybe give you some hints or to tell you, everything's fine. Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give them a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive. That's 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back, 7:32 in the morning here.
I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Oh, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. If I pay the price, but look how much I gain. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Keep Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, right downtown, and it's the premier retirement community surrounded by natural beauty and ample recreational opportunities, of course. Gourmet chef, activities director, they've got transport around town if you want it. This is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors. They said, I'm not cutting grass anymore. I'm not taking care of the garbage. I am not going to paint the house one more time. I'm going to have a great place to live. It's pet friendly. I'm going to use this so I can then, when COVID lifts, I can go visit my family everywhere or go travel. River Commons. If you want more information, give Brian a call at 238-5981. River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. I'm here with Tim Morlock on, you know, usually we have Advanced Automotive on. You know, once a month, and we still are.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you're, maybe not, because I think it may be Thanksgiving. It's the last Thursday, 24th, 31st. Yeah, there's only 30 days. So,
doggone short month.
Short month. In the military, I used to love from September on.
Right.
Because, you know, we got all those, got these 3-day holidays or 4-day holidays. Because it'd be Thanksgiving or it'd be, you know, President's Day or somebody's day. So that was between, around October through Christmas. You could count on, you know, a lot of 96s or 72s.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's good. We need more of that. You know, we need more of family and the community spirit, and take time to enjoy this time. I mean, there's so much stuff going on in the world that, you know, just want to check out of it for a while. Let's try to bring some good old-fashioned Reading and our community values, you know, back to this generation. The younger generation, stuff that you and I grew up with, and did. I mean, we talk about and think about the holidays, and I think about, spending holidays with my uncles up in Chester, the Bacalar Ranch, paradise with my grandma and grandpa, and always a good time.
And you know what? You're doing something, but you're doing something to bring Thanksgiving to a lot of people. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, and it's actually what we're doing for – it's going to be Christmas.
I'm sorry,
Christmas. Yeah, what we're doing is we're asking – right now
I'm shifting. Okay, let me shift from Thanksgiving to Christmas because I've got things are going on here. But you're right. You know what? You're going to do something for Christmas.
Yeah,
for
the speed of life, Carl. We want to slow the speed of life down just a little bit because it really gets in the way. But Cody and I came up with a pretty good idea. You know, our community supports our business and our family, and it's been doing that since 93. And in turn, we can support all of our staff members and our clients as well. But what we're doing this year, Cody's stepping out a little bit, and the ask is we're asking for letters to, or an email to our shop email. We would like to get families nominated that we want to adopt for Christmas. We're going to pick one family. We're going to get together with other business leaders in the community, and we're going to narrow this down, and we'll decide on Pearl Harbor Day, mm-hmm. December 7th. You know, and I wrote that very intentionally because, again, you know, there we go. That's a piece of Americana that goes pretty much without mentioning anymore, Pearl Harbor Day. I mean, that's important. But, you know, we want the entries in on December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day. Then we're actually going to announce on the 10th that we have made a selection. Then we're going to adopt a family. We'll start off with Visa gift cards for incidentals for the family.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to provide through a local family-owned restaurant a full-on Christmas dinner, all trimmings included. We wish to provide gifts for under the tree for the parents and the children. Then we will provide a tree through a local family-owned Christmas tree lot. It's important to us that some traditional values are instilled back in the holidays. And, you know, that's the least that we can do for our community, you know, and someone in our community. It's very heartfelt, and outflow is really important to us when it comes to community.
You know, I'm sure we know people that need help during the Christmas time.
Oh, absolutely.
It would be especially during this COVID disaster that haven't, maybe they, you know, their job went away, or maybe mm-hmm. two of them are working, having to work, and one of the jobs went away. The kids are at home because they're not back in school. And this is a good time to do this. And so all you have to do is, you know, a family like that, is to send a letter or an email. How about a fax?
Yeah, sure.
Or a fax.
We can do
you
that.
You can take faxes, too.
Yeah, we can, yeah.
And now,
As a matter of fact, we'll take a fax.
Yeah. So where do they send this to?
Okay. The business email is, it's all lowercase in one word, advancedauto93@yahoo.com. 93 being the year that we incorporated the business. The business address, if you're going to drop a good old-fashioned letter in the mail, is 5756 Westside Road, Suite F, Redding, California, 96001. And the fax number, 530-244-5879.
Okay, so Ashley's putting this on right now into the chat room. What we'll do is we'll take all this information.
Please.
Which I've kind of forwarded out. But
yes.
Now we're going to get into the specifics. We'll add that onto it, that, you know, onto our Facebook pages.
Thank you.
So that people can do this and people can see it. You got to make sure we've got Anderson in there, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
North State,
it's not Redding?
No, it's Anderson. It is Anderson, right?
Well, our business address is Redding.
Oh, it is Redding.
Yeah.
Okay, it is Redding. And the zip?
96001.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were right. Okay. I was just thinking because it's kind of like Anderson down
right,
there.
Right, right. You know,
the atmosphere is at Anderson.
We really try to keep it traditional. We tried to not major in the minors, and just along with our business principles and everything else, just keep it simple. You know, the speed of life and everything is just too complex and complicated anymore.
Yeah.
That, you know, let's slow things down a little bit. Put a little good news out there.
Well, our Thanksgiving this year will be the first that we haven't been surrounded by family. Usually we head on down to New Mexico and see the kids and the grandkids.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Have a great time. It's our annual get-together.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't make it this year because of COVID. And so Linda and I are having Thanksgiving together. We're going to do the whole thing. She told me to take the turkey out of the freezer so it could sit there and you know, start thawing. She asked me that Sunday.
Sure.
And I remembered that this morning and ran after to take it out on Tuesday.
Good
right?
thing.
Well, she had already taken care of it. She had taken it out and she put it on the outside because it's cold enough at night and mm-hmm. it's doing it. And so now it's in the refrigerator. So hopefully it'll be defrosted by Thursday, and we're just going to, you know, fix the whole thing up ourselves and just for us.
Yeah, you know, and that's what Terry and I are doing as well. There's a very large family gathering.
You've got enough family.
Well, just on Terry's side alone, between the Rollins and the Huffords and, you know, pioneers of Shasta County, it's a big deal. It's the annual get-together. And, you know, this year we have some family members that are in the high-risk category. Yeah. So, you know, you have to err on the side of caution. And it is heartbreaking. So, but... you know, here we go. Let's make the best of it.
Let's make the best of it. And you're absolutely right. That's why we didn't make the trip. And,
right.
And then that's why we're not seeing our parents. Mm-hmm. And they're having Thanksgiving, you know, by themselves. With family that would, you know, love to crush down on them. But
oh, yeah.
That 89, 87.
There you go.
Yep. You know what? It's best to kind of like, hey, let's just cool our jets here, especially with the surge that seems to be happening.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break. I'm here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. We're not talking cars. We're talking about people and how Advanced Automotive is adopting a family for Christmas. And,
yes.
And he wants names. He wants recommendations. And on December, they have to be there by December 7th. And on December 10th, they're going to make the announcement. And it's a whole bunch of good stuff for that family.
Oh, absolutely.
So it just kind of takes the load off them,
exactly.
Including presents, dinners, everything. So, hey, speaking of somebody who wants to take the load off, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of our core places here that people with COVID go to. They get the best treatment. They've been doing this for 8 months. And they wish they could get out of the COVID business, I can tell you right now, but they have not stopped being one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, as recognized by the Watson Health Institute. They're rated in the highest categories by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and they have the Da Vinci Surgical Robotic System, which means that you have a faster recovery time, less pain, reduced risk, much less invasive. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back after these messages with Tim Morlock, and it is about 50 degrees out there, and it's going to be a beautiful day today.
For we need a Christmas, like its very name, candles in the window, carols on the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas, like its very name. Not a single furry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Size up the bouquet, each time we hung some tinsel on the evergreen bough. For I've grown a
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WinRiver.com.
Thank you. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Christmas trees are back at Shasta College. This family favorite is easier than ever with online selection and purchasing, safe and fun animal safari, greetings from Santa, and a goodie bag for the kids, all from the safety and comfort of your car window. All proceeds help out our ag students. One weekend only, November 28th and 29th. Go to shastacollege.edu/treesales and get yours today.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I'm gonna start by going to New York City, which is number one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by SST Oil, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. They've been in the business here in Reading since 1967. Yeah, that's right. Been over Windham Lane. And you have to think about when you're, you know, the trucks are on the roads that are delivering oil and gas and diesel and all this jet fuel, that it's now there's no fires. But during the fire season, they were there. They were there along with the firefighters, you know, in some, you know, some pretty harrowing areas there, making sure they had the fuel to fight these fires. Also, the jet fuel for the aircraft that were, dumping retardants all over the area here in water. That was SST Oil. And now they have, not only that, but they have monitor heaters, Toyo heaters, and Toyo water heaters. To keep your house warm, make sure you have plenty of hot water and running off kerosene. For more information, give them a call at 241-1167, SST Oil. And I'm here with Tim Morlock from Advanced Automotive. We're not talking cars today. We're talking about holiday seasons and how Advanced Automotive is adopting a family for Christmas. And we're going to have the instructions up, but you can send them an email at advancedauto93@yahoo.com. You can fax them at 530-244-5879 or send them a letter. Now, here's the thing is, it's a family you know of that's having a tough time. Mm-hmm. For these Christmas holidays. And Advanced Automotive is going to take away all those problems for that.
Yes, we are.
Toys, gift cards, food, dinners, all that stuff.
Yep.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah. You know what? It's,
And you usually do the right thing there, Tim.
We do our absolute level best.
I really like your postings with cowboy stuff. A cowboy,
the code.
Yeah, the code. You know, a cowboy wouldn't do that. You know, a cowboy's not going to abuse a woman or a child.
No.
You know, a cowboy's honest. A cowboy gives you his word. He keeps it. Yeah.
Pretty much unfiltered sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much unfiltered. That.
Yeah.
What do you think about there's a lot of unrest going on, and then we have the COVID, and they keep track of how many people have been positive. And my supposition on this is why are you keeping track of how many people have caught it? It's like keeping track of how many women are pregnant. Because really the only ones you are concerned with is the last 21 days. Because once you've had it, like the flu or the common cold or the chicken pox, once you've had it, you no longer have it. You've recovered.
Right.
Which is the vast, vast, vast majority. Why do you think this constant pounding of 12 million people have it?
Well, you know, Carl, my own thought and my own opinion on this is bad news sells. You know, that's, you know, bad news, tragedy, upsets. You know, it seems like a lot of people have a thirst for that. There used to be that song out, you know, we sure could use a little good news today. You know, think about that. You know, let's talk about the people that, you know, had the symptoms. Maybe they didn't get tested and, you know, now they're fine. Let's talk about the people that did get tested. They ran the gauntlet and now they're fine. You know, the survivability rate.
Extremely high.
You know, I really don't want to go down the road of the mask and all that.
Yeah.
But doggone it, you know, it's what has happened just isn't right. And so let's put some right back into that. You know, and I was at my doctor yesterday just for checkup and blood pressure and all that kind of stuff. And I was very fortunate enough to grow up with my doctor and went through high school with him. And we have a really good, open, honest, you know, high school locker room conversation, you know, that kind of stuff. And
yeah, I bet that physical's fun.
Oh, hey, let me tell you, snapping towels and let's talk about snapping towels. How many high school kids, you know, well, but we can't even go down the road what's going on with Miss Valley. But, I mean, that was a rite of passage, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, we're talking about he often walks through downtown Reading and looks at the construction, the renovations.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, he explains it to his kids. You know, they're mildly interested, but he's actually pretty excited about it because we both remember downtown the way it used to be. You know, back in the 60s and up till the early 70s, till they put the mall in downtown, you know, my dad had the Ginsterly Diamond Store, and he was a watchmaker jeweler by trade right here on Market Street. And the Christmas parade, the lighting in the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You know, me and my little sister, Dad would clear out a display window, and we'd watch the parade go by. And
that's great.
Yeah.
And now, do you see this resurgence? Are you excited about this, or what?
The research asked.
The resurgence. Of,
oh, the resurgence.
Of down,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. With all the traveling throughout the country that Terry and I do, we go into small towns and large communities as well. And we look at the river walks, the revitalized downtown areas, you know, and Reading, we're sitting right on top of such a golden gem right here. Mm-hmm. But there's been some misdirection over the years, and we've lost sight of that. And with what we see happening now, wouldn't it be nice to see parking again down Market Street with the mom-and-pop stores and bistros, cafes, people that could go into?
I think it's coming that way, and I think they're going to be – I'm pretty sure they're going to be trying to think outside the box to be able to have things like pop-ups on, you know – in
sure.
the parking spot
yeah.
where people can bring in things there. You know, they can eat outside. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd be a little more lenient with, you know, if it's a nice day, be able to throw a few chairs and tables out
right.
there. And so people can do that, enjoy the weather before it gets too hot and or too cold. Not that it ever gets too cold here. the fact is that the way it's grown shows
yes.
a lot of promise for
right.
next year. I think 2021 will have turned the corner on this.
Oh, yes.
Not right away, but we'll have turned the corner on this, and we'll come back. You know, Trump said it. He says, we're going to surge back. And the economy has come back in many ways.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's gonna continue to come back.
Yeah.
It's been a great year for Advanced Automotive.
But
that's again just the way we positioned ourselves and the decisions that Cody has made and where we're going.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
That's why
you are so successful. And and Advanced Automotive is going to adopt a family for Christmas. And you can nominate people by sending an email to advancedauto93@yahoo.com. You can even fax it to them at 244-5879. And we'll talk more about it as we get closer. So thanks a lot, Tim, for coming by.
You bet. And, Carl, it's a pleasure and a regular slice of heaven talking to you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours.
And we'll be back at 8 o'clock, and Mark Story's calling in.
Traveling for Thanksgiving, ignoring the pleas of public health officials that they stay home because of COVID-19.
We can't just stop living.
A million passengers hit the airports each day over this past weekend. Even more are expected to be flying next Sunday, the normally busiest day of the holiday period. Lena Forrester was at the Newark airport to pick up her mother flying in from Egypt.
The airlines are really being safe. I feel like it's safer to go on a flight than it is to go to the supermarket these days.
Forrester says her family is looking forward to the holiday, even if it will be scaled back. New cases of the virus have reached all-time highs, averaging more than 170,000 per day, and deaths have soared to over 1,500 each day, the highest level since the spring. I'm Tim McGuire.
While not abandoning his legal fight over voting procedures, President Trump is allowing the Biden team to go ahead with the transition process.
The president's legal battle continues, but the wheels of transition to a Biden administration are now turning. Mr. Trump has come under increasing pressure from Republican lawmakers and corporate executives who have urged him to accept the election results and move on. The president has directed his administration to cooperate with the transition, but still believes he will prevail in his court challenge.
That's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Later today, Biden expected to announce his national security team. It will include a number of former Obama administration officials, including former Secretary of State John Kerry. Biden also expected to choose former Fed Chair Janet Yellen for Treasury Secretary. The Dow up 369 points, and NASDAQ 96 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Cambridge University's library has called the police, reporting the disappearance of two of Charles Darwin's notebooks some 20 years after the fact.
The two small red leather-bound notebooks were last seen in November 2000. They've been taken to be photographed in a temporary studio in the library's grounds. But it was not until 2 months later that curators realized they had not been replaced. There have been a number of extensive searches over the years. They've all drawn a blank. Now, librarians have concluded the notebooks have probably been stolen and have reported their disappearance to the police. They're urging anyone who might know where they are to get in touch.
The BBC's Rebecca Jones. A closely watched survey finds business confidence in Germany, Europe's biggest economy, is down for a second straight month as a resurgence of coronavirus infections led to partial shutdowns all over Europe. News and analysis at townhall.com. A Big Three automaker is shifting gears.
General Motors says it will no longer support the Trump administration in legal efforts to end California's efforts to set its own clean air standards. CEO Mary Barra said in a letter Monday to environmental groups that GM will pull out of the lawsuit, and it urges other automakers to do so as well. She says the company agrees with former Vice President Joe Biden's plan to expand electric vehicle use. Last week, the company says it's testing a new battery chemistry that will bring electric vehicle costs down to those of gas-powered vehicles within 5 years. Keith Peters reporting.
David Dinkins has died. He broke barriers as New York City's first black mayor, but he was doomed to a single term by a soaring murder rate, stubborn joblessness, and a mishandling of a race riot in Brooklyn. Dinkins, elected to a four-year term in 1989, he was 93 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Carl, Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment. It's Tuesday. Linda's always on assignment on Tuesday. Do I need to continue this, Ashley?
It's a good reminder for people just waking up to know that it's Tuesday.
It's You know what, during the Rona here, you know what, that's not as funny as you think. I mean, it is funny because, oh, what am I going to do today? Am I going to take off my sweatpants? No. Am I going to get out of my pajamas? No. Gosh, I'm going to watch the Crown on Netflix. I've watched 4 seasons in 4.5 days. And I'm going to the dog's pooped on the floor. Oh God, I just don't know if I can face this. I mean, anyway, hey, phone lines here 605-4567 Emerson. And we're streaming live, I hope, at KCNR1460.com. 8:06 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Healing starts there. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Do you have the weather, or you handed it to me? You have it, though, right?
Well, digitally, yes. We're looking at 50 degrees out at the airport right now, with a high later today that should match yesterday's high of 68 degrees. We'll have a chance of showers tonight, and that's going to be our last chance of precipitation throughout the rest of the week, with lows at the high 30s and lows, or highs right around 60, and gradually rising to about 65 on Saturday. Your Thanksgiving Day will have a high of 60 degrees and will be mostly clear, so we should have a beautiful sunrise and sunset. If you have not taken your turkey out of the freezer, now is a good time. Might be a little late, but here is your reminder. If you're sitting on the couch in your sweatpants, thinking about what's going to happen, Thanksgiving is the day after tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll be making plenty of pies, and actually tomorrow my sister and I will be making creme brulee probably.
Ooh. Hey, can your sister make flan?
The family prefers creme brulee.
I know, but can she make flan?
I'm sure she could.
Does she make them in little individual?
Yes, of course.
She does.
Why?
I need to talk to you afterwards. I know, I need 8. So, 8:07 in the morning, 50 degrees out there, as you know, and the weather reports. Did you say who they were brought to you by was?
That's all you.
Okay. Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during November, he doubles your discount for veterans during this time frame. Give him a call, 365-3793. Okay. Now, here's we're waiting for Mark says he's going to be a few minutes late. He's in a meeting this morning. You knew this was going to start coming out now. As Biden rolls out foreign policy team, did Trump get some world affairs right?
What?
Some experts, ex-diplomats, and even President Trump's opponents concede his overseas initiatives have produced limited qualified successes. Now, would you hear that anywhere? Now, the election's over. And then you're going to see when we go into the throes of Bidenism and Harrisism, if indeed they are, you know, coronated in January, what's going to happen to the country? And they're going to see, right now, The stock market is at historic high. It's near 30,000 right now. 30,000, okay? And if you think about during the Obama years, it started to rise, but when it hit the Trump years, it just exploded. You know, the Trump administration has cleared the way for the Biden transition to begin. So, okay, they're going to start that. I'm sure that means is that Biden will start getting briefings, which he should. I'm not too sure about Harris, but yes, she will too. Did you know you don't have to pass a background investigation once you're elected to Congress? Yeah, you just automatically get a TS, top secret, so they can brief you on it. You're a member of the House of Representatives or a senator. Now, there's certain programs they can't get into, but into the general briefings, they have access to that, which is why a lot of times, that's why they had to pass a law that they couldn't use what they've learned in their stock transactions. You would think that they would know that's insider trading, but they have to actually put that in there because some of the congressmen and senators were using it to enrich themselves. I know it's hard to believe since they are only there to serve you and me, my friends, only there to serve us. The computer repairman in the Hunter Biden laptop saga is closing up shop. And a neighbor says he's left town. I can imagine, can you imagine the pressure this man was on? Because one, he's a Trump supporter, and two, handed over to the authorities, the FBI, Hunter Biden's laptop, which kind of disappeared during the last few weeks of the run to the presidency. The other thing, too, is that Fauci took a shot at Newsom and Cuomo, both of whom said that, well, we don't trust this vaccine. It's coming from Trump. Well, it's not coming from Trump, my friends. It's coming from the FDA, who have been testing it. They've got another group out of England in Oxford who says their vaccine is not only 95% effective, but you don't have to store it in extremely low temperatures, which means you can get it out to people all over the world a lot easier. And even the Biden administration or soon to be administration have said that, you know, Trump did Trump pushed this and this is going to save millions of lives. Of course, they're blaming him for every death from COVID was Trump's fault. How ridiculous is that? How ridiculous is that? But that's what you had, and the media just piling right on. The only good thing about a Biden administration so far, because I haven't seen what he's going to do, and he could roll out things that are just great. He could continue to take care of the veterans. He could continue to help the Veterans Administration facilities. He can keep us out of wars. He can, push the economy along that Trump got rolling. There's a lot of things he can do right. But it's going to be interesting to see what happens there after he takes over and these things start. Can he handle this? Well, and speaking of handling this, because he does a great job, is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
I guess I'm late. You know what? You do owe me breakfast now. It's two breakfasts, and I'll tell you why.
It's not two.
Yes, it is. No, I'll tell you why. Not only is it your turn, but you're not even in the station. That's a twofer.
Turn because last time you canceled.
Okay. Well, then you took this spot. So because you're not even in the station, but I understand why. How you doing, buddy?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah. How are you?
Well, you know what? I put out a edict, a message from above, for about COVID and mask and working at here or at home, and. Like my loyal coworkers here, my producers, my sales, my office manager, they looked at it, they looked at me, they nodded their heads, and then they just went along their business, just doing the things they want to do anyway. So I'm glad to say that it worked. Okay, if you guys want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. Carl, we're separated by, you know, we're in a separate facility than the guests are. But if you have to interact with them, you can wear a mask if you want to. I don't want you to feel like you can't. Well, okay, Carl. It's been 8 months. But thanks for the advice. But we're all adults in here. Oh, okay. And you can work from home for our sales. Well, okay, I can do that, but I get more work done here. So, okay, if you want to come in, that's fine. You know, so it was just kind of a waste of my time, except I felt better after doing it, saying I want to make sure everybody has these choices, right?
Yeah.
And they ignored me. So, hey, we got to take a break. Thanks for calling right now, and we'll see you next month. Yeah, you know what? What was in the coffee this morning? That's all I want to know.
I don't know, but I'm glad I steered clear of it.
Yeah, man. So anyway,
I put a dash of salt in it because it cuts the bitterness, which makes me like it better. So that was
you
the
probably
one
did
it.
That, didn't you?
I just a dash of salt.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, this stuff's pretty good. I thought it might have had something to do with pouring that Jack in it right before we started.
That might have something to do with it, too.
Okay, that, too. Anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Works on appointments only. Give them a call at 244-9478. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. A great place to get your haircut. The only place I had my haircut since I moved here in 2007. It's man's last stronghold. What can I say? Disposable drapes, they do everything they can to make sure that you're safe while you're getting your hair cut. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be back right back with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane.
Rocking on a stray cat sitting on a bench. Ain't got enough dough to pay the rent. I'm flat broke, but I don't care. I shot right by with my tail in the air. Stray cat's done.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to our show.
Good girl. Oh, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, of course, is the 24th of November, the couple of days before Thanksgiving. 50 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today. It's going to go up to a high of 68 today.
So if you liked what you saw yesterday, you'll be seeing that again today.
Yeah, and tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. But there is a 30% chance of showers tonight. Well, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Estate Granite is bringing you this portion of the show. Oh, and a magnificent work by Mike Huber when it comes to granite, slate, marble, any of these products, plus custom home decorating, home fixtures, and all of these things comes from Estate Granite. Mike Huber has been doing this for 16 years. He is a veteran, and his work, like I said, is just near perfect. But you can learn more by giving him a call at 241-STONE or checking out estategranite.com. He works by appointments only, so set up an appointment, and he will, I guarantee you, he will make your kitchen a work of art. Now, on the phone is Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. And how is COVID hitting you guys now?
COVID is hitting us very hard. So it's been a difficult 2 or 3 weeks for us here at Haven. So we made the decision that we needed to do what we're calling a soft shutdown. We started that yesterday. We are tentatively planning to reopen for normal business December 7th, so a little less than 2 weeks now. And all of our information is on our Facebook page, but I'll kind of go over it. But for animal emergencies, we're only doing emergencies right now with our animal control. For the city of Reading, city of Anderson, you would call 241-2550. If you have lost or you found an animal, we ask you to please contact us on Facebook and private message us with pictures and information, and we'll cross-post that and do our best to find the owner if you found an animal or find your animal if you lost an animal. We're asking people to please hold on to them. You can also bring them in, and we can microchip check them to see if maybe they've got a microchip, and then it's a lot easier for us to find their family at that point. For adoptions or foster care, you can call 241-1653, or you can email adoptions@havenhumane.org. Because we are doing that by appointment only. We are only doing 3 or 4 appointments a day. We're limiting everything to one person in our lobbies at a time. Appointment-based, our gates are closed, and obviously everybody's wearing masks, customers and staff. We do want to make sure that our clients at our vet hospital are taken care of with prescription refills. So they can call and leave a message at 241-1658. They can also message us, private message on Facebook, which is probably the best way to do it. And they will be filling those prescriptions Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 2 to 4. So those are the days that we are doing those. And, again, we're hoping to reopen on the 7th of December. But that's, you know, we'll see how things are going. Right now we're on track to open on the 7th on day 2, but I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. I've got quite a few people out sick.
Wow.
But the team, as always, has stepped up, doing an amazing job, and really caring for the animals. So right now, that's why I was a little late. We do a morning briefing at 8 o'clock, safety briefing, go over safety, give out assignments because we have people that are working in different departments that are helping clean so we can get that done. We have a skeleton crew here so that we can keep the social distancing while still offering limited services. And a lot of the staff will be taking the dogs and walking the dogs today at some point so that the dogs that are up for adoption get out and get some socialization, some playtime, and also playing with the cats to keep the cats socialized as well. So, yeah, they're doing a great job, and, you know, this certainly wasn't an option that we wanted to go down, but at this point, due to how many people we have out sick, this was the safest.
Well, there's a lot of people
in our community.
I know a lot of people. I didn't know, and I didn't ever know before, it seems like, over the last month, that had caught COVID. Never didn't know them, except, you know, it was like a third person, right? Now I know people, you know, up close and personal. I've been in the hospital, just got released last night, in fact. And by the way, tell Jim we're not going to be open Friday. We're doing we're taking Thursday and Friday and doing best of shows that day so I can get my people off for two days.
I'll text them right now.
Okay. And so I don't want him to show up and, you know, it'd be dark here because I know he gets scared. Okay. Now, you're talking about your volunteers. Mm-hmm. And are you got training coming up here?
Volunteer training is on hold until we're open back up.
Okay.
So anybody who's interested in volunteering, I'm sorry if I said volunteers, I meant adoptions and foster. I think that's what I said. But for volunteers, they can go on our website and they can put in an application, and Cassie, our volunteer coordinator, will get in touch with them. And then as soon as we're open back up, then we will resume with getting new volunteers on the team because we love our volunteers. They're absolutely amazing.
You know, the always wonder during the Christmas time. Do you have more adoptions usually during that time frame?
It goes in waves. Sometimes we do. We've got a couple of things going on that are helping with that. One, we are going to have another Bissell empty the shelter day. Well, actually, it'll be days. So that'll be December 9th. Through the 12th, we're going to have a Bissell adoption event. All adoptions will be $10, and that's thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation. So Kathy Bissell at Bissell Vacuums is an amazing animal person, and she saves thousands of animals every single year with these adoption programs. So that Bissell adoption program will be running December 9th through 12th, and again, $10 adoptions. We also have Stuff the Bus going right now. So anybody who brings in an unwrapped toy and puts it in our Stuff the Bus barrel and adopts, it's $25 off an adoption right now. Again, it's by appointment. But so people are bringing in those. And I believe that that actual Stuff the Bus event is next week. I think it's next Friday is the actual Stuff the Bus event. We will continue to collect toys until we can't collect them anymore and get them to the Salvation Army. And the thing I'll say about the Stuff the Bus and the reason we've partnered with them for many, many years is that those toys all stay local. And our local Salvation Army, the Captain Tim and his wife, they do a great job of making sure, and their whole team does a great job of making sure that those animals, those toys stay local. And so they go to our community, kids in our community that wouldn't otherwise have a very Merry Christmas, and they get to have one. So even if you don't adopt, even if you don't bring the toys here, I definitely always suggest that folks donate to Stuff the Bus for the kids in our community.
That'll be December 4th. So.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the day that they're having the actual event. But we keep them longer, and then we drive them over to we'll bring a bunch to that one, to that event as well. And a bunch of people will drop off that day. We keep the event going for the adoption discount. And then we bring them over to Salvation Army, like whatever their last day is, where they can get the toys out to the families. So we will continue the event. But, yes, the event is the 4th, and they are really looking for people to drive them over to their location for that. And that'll be all over the news and stuff of the locations where there's other barrels.
Okay. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. They've taken some hits out there because of COVID, and so everything's working on appointment out there. They still getting all the animals out and all this. They're going to have a Stuff a Bus that's going for toys for kids, and it all stays in this local area. That's going to be a week from Friday, December 4th. Also, the Bissell Foundation, those are like Bissell vacuum cleaners, right?
Yeah.
And they are providing the funds so that you can adopt a pet for Christmas. Have a forever pet to take home and have with you for the Christmas holidays. You know, I love Elk Killer. And Elk Killer's getting a little bit upset with me. So do you have, like, doggy psychologists there?
No.
Okay. Well, because now at 10 o'clock every night when she's just happily sleeping, I get her up. And I put a harness on her, and I take her for a walk, and it's breaking curfew purposefully. And I'm walking, and I'm daring anybody to stop me and arrest me because I'm breaking curfew. But we take our walk, and we come back, and is that a mistreatment for the animal?
You know, the funny thing is, I got a call from Elk Killer the other day asking if I had any links to a psychologist for you. You know, I don't think this is a canine problem. I think this is a human problem.
It is. It's a Newsom problem. It's a Newsom problem. I can't let a day go by without at least mentioning him. But, you know, Kate Brown from Oregon just totally eclipsed Governor Newsom with her order for neighbors to report on other neighbors if there's more than six people at Thanksgiving.
I do want to say about the holidays. We do not ever recommend that you gift an adoption animal to anyone, and the reason for that is because adopting an animal, adopting a new family member, is a very personal thing, and there needs to be a connection with the animal. So we do offer adoption gift certificates. So if you were thinking about, like, if you've got somebody that you know is looking for a new family, a four-legged family member, a cat, dog, whatever, come in. We have certificates that we can make up, and you can pay for the adoption, have everything ready to go, and then give them that certificate, and they can come in, and they can pick out that animal that meets their needs and that they connect with. It makes it for a longer, a forever home, which is what we're really looking for.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, a gift certificate. That way you can pick the one you want.
Yep.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. We're with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms. You know, if you want to find a firearm for yourself, but if you want to find a firearm for your loved one, and it's kind of like what Mark was just talking about. A lot of times you find that perfect pistol that you just know your wife's going to love, when indeed it doesn't fit her correctly. She really doesn't love it as much as you did. So what you've essentially done is you've bought it for yourself. Plus the fact it's illegal to buy somebody a pistol. Because when you fill it out, or a rifle or any type of firearm, because when you fill out the background check here in California, it says, are you buying it for you? And if you're not buying it for you, now it becomes a straw purchase. So what you do is you go down to Bastiani's and you get a gift certificate. And, you know, and there are, you know, as we know, it's tough buying pistols and shotguns and rifles right now. And because of such a large influx of people buying them and ammunition. So what you get is a gift certificate that you can bring in later on when the guns are back in the shops and ammo's back in the shops. And they can pick out the firearm of their choice. And Bastiani Arms does such a great job of that. Great customer service. Best gunsmith around. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222. We'll be right back with Mark Story. People passing by, they would stop and say, oh my, but that little country boy could play. Go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, 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 Johnny, go, go, Johnny, be good.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule the delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of RABA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:36 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day going up to 68. If you hear our bump music, then you got to know it's Mark Stories on the other end, CEO of Haven Humane. But before that, holiday meals for military families. Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services is requesting donations for items for holiday meals for Thanksgiving and Christmas for military families in need this holiday season. Items requested include any and all canned food items, stuffing, rice, instant potatoes, cookie mix packages, frozen turkeys, cooked ham, jello, gravy packages, and any holiday-related foods to complement either a turkey or ham meal. All food donations will benefit families, military families in the Northern California Tri-Counties area, and you can have them delivered. I'm taking a bunch down there. And I'm trying to get the address is in the old fire station, the old firehouse, 3271 Brush Street, Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Main Street, right down there. And I am, after the show here, I'm going to arm myself up and go to the nearest store and buy a couple boxes of stuff with all of this stuff in it and deliver it down there today. And you can, too. And it can be used for Thanksgiving or Christmas. For more information, give Rob Burrows a call at 378-2280. Like I said, we're with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and they're going through their own tough times down there because of COVID. Everything's working on appointments only. I'm sure that it's hit you like it has everybody else with people getting sick. One of my best friends just got out of the hospital last night with COVID, and he is the last person in the world you would expect to have to go to the hospital. Physical strength, mental strength, and had to be admitted for 2 days while they cleared out all the major things that were happening there. But he was able to come home last night. So, yeah, COVID's real, and COVID can affect you. And God knows what would have happened if it had been, an older person that may have had other things going on with them. So it was a big shout out for him and his wife who has it, who still doesn't have her senses of taste or smell. Anyway, Mark, good morning. I'm glad you don't have it.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, me too. I I would trade places with some of my staff, though, I'll tell you.
Because you know, some of your staff is older, may have underlying conditions, I'm sure.
Yeah, so, you hit on, we've been going through COVID now since, February, March, depending on who you talk to, and it has had an impact, and there's a chance for people to make a difference coming up next Tuesday, because next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, because, we had one fundraiser this year out of our four major fundraisers, so obviously paying the bills has been difficult, and we continue to pay our staff, and we haven't lowered any of our staff numbers because we feel like we're at a point where we can't lower anymore, and our staff is such an amazing group of people that we want to keep them on. So, and we want to continue to provide the services to this community, which costs money. So Giving Tuesday is next Tuesday, and this is your chance to really make a difference with your donation above and beyond normal, because there's more opportunities for your dollar to go farther. And you can get more information on that at northstategives.org. They actually did start accepting donations November 17th, which was a week ago they started accepting donations for it. The actual day is next Tuesday, December 1st. It will go from, I believe it's 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. And your donations, like I said, will go further. So northstategives.org is the website. This is from the Community Foundation of the North State. There's over 180 nonprofits that are part of this, and there are opportunities for more donations, basically matching for, there's contests for power hours and all kinds of stuff. We have a bunch of sponsors that will be matching donations throughout the day. You can follow that and track that on our Facebook page. And I want to thank all of them. We have been thanking them on our social media, but they are amazing, and we can't thank them enough. And so your dollar will go farther that day. So if you can donate, please do. One thing that we always talk about, Carl, when I'm on the show is how amazing this community is. So please, if you can donate, please go on there and donate. If it's the Haven Humane Society, that's fantastic, and I really appreciate it. So would the whole team. If it's another local nonprofit, that's great too. Let's try and keep these donor dollars local. So that we can make sure that all these organizations that are here are putting that money back into our community. So if you can, go on there, northstategives.org. Next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday.
Okay. Well, it is a good way, because not only Haven Humane, but many other organizations that help our community catching the same thing.
Yeah, that's some amazing.
But without Haven Humane, we would be up to our keisters. And dogs and cats, not so much in the anacondas or goats, but for dogs and cats. And not only that, they find animals that are lost. It's a clearinghouse for that. The vaccinations, that they do, the licensing clinics. It's a tremendous amount of work you all do out there. And without Haven Humane, or if they have to cut back on their operations, it directly impacts on our community. So, Giving Tuesday is a good way to, you haven't been going to other fundraisers, so this is a chance to, give the equivalent of whatever that ticket was going to be, or what you usually purchase at one of these events. And so, Giving Tuesday, and we're going to be talking about it, of course, next week.
Yeah.
So,
And we do have a virtual fundraiser is coming up soon. It's going to be December 12th. It's our second virtual wine tasting. This time we partner with Moseley Family Cellars. You can get more information on our website, havenhumane.org, and our Facebook page, or you can call 241-5262, and they can give you more information about that. But the way that works is they're working on the food pairings for it. I think they're looking at possibly appetizer food pairings for this one. You buy the wine, and the wine gets shipped to your house, and then they do a Zoom. I don't want to say meeting because it's not a meeting. They do a Zoom wine tasting, and they talk about the wines and everything. And the last one went really well. Everybody really enjoyed it, so I think this one's going to be a big hit too. And, of course, who doesn't love the Moseleys and everything they do out there in the community? So
yes.
So that'll be December 12th. So like I said, please either call 241-5262 to get information, look on our website or our Facebook page to get more information on that, and participate. If you like wine, it's a great opportunity to do that, and you can do some wine tasting from the comfort of your own home and still get all that information. And like I said, they're working on the food pairings now.
That's going to be a good event, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Hey, we're with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're going to take a quick break here. And I want to remind everybody about that holiday meals for military families I just talked about. Stuff the Bus on December 4th. That's for Haven Humane. And also Advanced Automotive is adopting a family for Christmas, and they're looking for suggestions or names of people that they can then select so that they can give them an unforgettable Christmas. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, they are a community bank. You can kind of feel it when you walk in. They want the best for you. Locally owned, local board of directors, they constantly are moving our dreams, our community dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or stop by 192 Hartnell Avenue in the old Raley Shopping Center, 1845 California Street, right down here in downtown Reading, or 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
When I'm by.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 9OS APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Christmas trees are back at Shasta College. This family favorite is easier than ever with online selection and purchasing, safe and fun animal safari, greetings from Santa, and a goodie bag for the kids, all from the safety and comfort of your car window. All proceeds help out our ag students. One weekend only, November 28th and 29th. Go to shastacollege.edu/treesales and get yours today.
Hi, Rob Burrows here from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We'd like to remind you to consider donating any leftover Halloween candy we can send to our troops during our Christmas packaging event. If you would like to donate leftover candy for packages for the troops or non-perishable food items for our holiday meals for veterans and families of those deployed, please call the Northern California Veterans Museum at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. And again, thanks for your generous support.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We wish you a Merry Christmas by barking. I don't think I've heard that one. So how many more of these do you have?
Luckily, that's the last one I pulled up today.
Okay, luckily, this is the last break.
I did pull up a cat rave, but I figured Christmas made more sense.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Carl Linda Bott here. Linda's on assignment this morning, as she is every Tuesday, but just like to keep mentioning her name because I love her. Today, sunny with a high near 68. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers after 10 p.m. Increasing clouds with a low around 38. Tomorrow, sunny, mostly clear Wednesday night. Thanksgiving will be sunny with a high near 60. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low around 39. All the weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. And during the month of November, we'll give an additional discount to veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. I'm with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. What else you got, Mark? Because I have something for you after you're finished.
Okay. I want to talk about the holiday because we've got Thanksgiving coming up in 2 days, and our food that we're going to make is going to be super yummy. It's going to make us all sleepy and everything else, which is great, but it's really too rich for our animals. So really, please do not feed table scraps to your animals. Make sure with the turkey bones and everything else that you're bagging that stuff up really good so your dogs and your cats can't get into it, because we do see a lot of animals that have issues because of our holiday food.
Yeah, and you know, when you start putting up the trees with the, you put that, what is that stuff called, those icicles?
Yeah.
You can still buy those. You've never lived till you've seen like half of one coming out of your dog's butt.
Yeah.
Because... So really be careful about that. Really be careful what you feed your animals during this time. They're toxic. Chocolate is toxic. Dark chocolate is toxic for dogs. And like you say, a lot of people will be feeding them from the table, and then you wonder why you have all of a sudden an outbreak of diarrhea that night. Just
be very
careful.
As much as they want to join us at the table, it's not a good idea.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay.
What do you got for me? You said you had something.
When do puppies gain control of their bladder?
Ooh.
How long after birth?
That's I don't know medically what the answer to that is.
4 months. So the reason I'm saying that is when you get a puppy, just know is they can't control their bladder until they're at least 4 months old. So, you know, so you wonder, you're trying to teach them all the right things. Well, you know, he or she will try, but they have no control over that. It's like you're two or three. It's like your toddler. They might have the idea that they're supposed to go into this room and use it, but they have no control over it.
Well, so I'll say this. So every dog is an individual, and they're all going to learn at their own pace.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of that counts on us as the human to recognize it. So they may not have full control over it, but they can be potty trained earlier once you get to know what their tell is for them having to go to the bathroom and get into routines. Every time they wake up from a nap, you take them out. Every time they eat, you take them out. If they start, you'll know. It might be they're sniffing in a certain spot. It might be they're kind of turning circles. It might just be a look that they give you. You take them out, and then once they go potty outside, then you give them a treat. Don't give them a treat if they don't go potty, because then all they're going to do is train you. And they can learn fairly quickly. My little girl, when I got her a few years ago, I got her. She was 2 months old, and she was potty trained in a week. You know, now she had you know, other dogs that she was watching, and she could see that they were going out. But, you know, you learn their tells really quickly, and you just have to stay in that routine and watch them, and it shouldn't be as big of a deal. I think what happens is a lot of people, you know, they're not looking for that. You know, they don't recognize that the dog just woke up from a nap because they're busy or doing something else. I'm not blaming them, but you got to be patient. And
well,
if
puppies,
you do those little things, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah, and you know what? Puppies sleep almost 90% of their time.
Yeah, they sleep a lot.
With the rest of the time feeding. So they're sleeping 90% of the time or they're eating. And so when they wake up from those little naps, it's a good time to pick them up and take them outside.
Yeah, take them out right away. And then they usually, you know, puppies will be up for 2-3 hours a day total. And they'll play really hard when they're up. And so halfway through that playtime, take them out. You know, give them a treat if they go potty, bring them back in, let them play some more, and then they just rack. And then when they get back up, you just take them out again. And once you realize that, once you know what your dog's tell is, because, I mean, I have four dogs, and all four of them have different tells, then you know. And they get better at it as they grow older, too. I mean, because the tells get more blunt, you know. Hey, the dog's sitting at the back door. Okay, that's a pretty good sign.
Or the elk killer comes in and barks at me.
We have one that barks at us, too. Yeah. So,
I mean, she just comes in and barks.
They get more blunt.
Yeah. And then when she barks and she's looking at the door, I mean, it's time. In the middle of the night when she gets up, because we leave water out for her, and I'll hear her walk across the floor, the hardwood floor. It's like click, 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 click. And then I hear this slurping sound for like 2 minutes. I know it's time to get up. I just might as well get up right then and get ready, because she's going to need to go out. It's kind of like that's what she does. How about this? Here's one for you. You chip animals, because that's a good way to get animals back.
Mm-hmm.
Nose prints. Dogs can be identified by nose prints. Have you heard that?
No.
I've read that someplace before, that every dog's nose is different.
I believe that.
Would you believe that? So if you do a nose print, that you can, it's a way of identifying your dog.
Yeah. I want you to, you know what fingerprinting is like.
Yeah.
I want you to try and do that with Elk Killer with her nose. And you let me know how that goes. We can fill out the bite paperwork and put her on quarantine afterwards, but you let me know how that goes.
That's like holding a cat and firing a pistol. It just doesn't work very well.
But hey, I just looked at the calendar, so I won't be on again until after Christmas. So
why?
Well, because it's the last Tuesday of the month. It'll be the 29th, right, of December.
Oh, yeah, it'll be after Christmas.
So so the same thing applies for, you know, the holidays for Christmas, too, with the food and everything. And you know, you're going to have a lot of people have, well, I don't know. This year we might not have a bunch of family over. But if you have family over, you know, that's a high-stress time for your animals, too. So kind of be aware of that as well. Some animals might do better just putting them in the bedroom and kind of letting them, you know, be by themselves, or maybe give them a time out to let them de-stress a little bit. So just keep an eye on that. It's a stressful time for animals. They get excited too. Some animals, man, people come over and it's field day. They love it. And that's great. That's the best. But I know out of my four, I've got three that actually love it when people come over, and I got one that's like, meh, I could do without.
Yeah, I can go in the other room and lay down for a while.
Yeah. So
I'll get part of my 8 hour or my part of my 15 hours of sleep now.
Yeah, so give them the option, and then, like I said, watch out for, you know, the little toys, the stuff hanging on the tree, and the food and stuff. Keep that away from your pets. The last thing you want to do is have an exploratory surgery during the holiday season for your dog that ate something. So.
Oh yeah, and that's when we used to have our vet on before she moved to Oregon. That she said you've got to watch that, because ending up your Christmas in the operating room is not a good idea. Okay, here's a question from one of our listeners. Can cats have raw eggs?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. That's a good answer.
Yeah, I don't want to give an answer on that. I mean, I can Google it while we're talking, but I don't know. I've never been asked that question before.
Well, this is the first time I've seen it. And they've actually even got a little one of those little icons. Emojis of an egg.
Yeah, I'm actually looking it up now, because now I'm super curious.
Google is saying no.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. There are two problems with giving your cat raw eggs. The first is the possibility of food poisoning from bacteria like Salmonella or E. coli. The second is rare problem in which a protein in raw egg whites called avidin could interfere with the absorption of the B vitamin biotin. So, no.
So the answer is no.
The answer is no, and now we all know.
But dogs can eat them. Oh, no, there's, you know, dogs will get into raw eggs in a heartbeat. I don't know if it's good for them.
Well, I don't, I think it would be the same answer.
Yeah. Well, it could be as if they just like them. It doesn't mean it's good for them. Well, like many things in our lives.
My Labrador will eat just about anything.
Hey, buddy, I want you to be safe during this Thanksgiving holidays and Christmas and everything like that. And I know things are tough down there at Haven Humane because of the COVID and trying to take care of everybody and keep people safe. But next Tuesday is Giving Tuesday, and it's a chance to help out Haven Humane a lot. They haven't been able to, they've only had one fundraiser, and that was like half the size it usually is because of distancing, physical distancing. And tomorrow or next Tuesday is a good chance to help out Haven Humane. So please take the time to do that.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays to all of you.
Yeah, you too. And we'll talk to you, after Christmas, it looks like. So
yep.
Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Oh, I'll see you before New Year.
Happy New Year. You'll see me before New Year's. Okay.